You're listening to the Women in Wellness Career Summit, a program to help you create gorgeous growth for your blissful business in health and wellness. I'm Dr. Gabby, holistic health expert and founder of Women in Wellness Career Training, a one-of-a-kind course and community designed to empower and inform you about how to build a purposeful and profitable holistic business. I'm so excited to share today's interview with you. It's full of so much information and insight for anyone who's working really hard to make a positive impact in the world. I've brought someone on the program who I just know you're going to love. For today's interview, I've invited Claire Zammit. Claire is the co-founder of the transformational education company Evolving Wisdom, which is ranked number 83 on Inc. magazine's list of the top 500 fastest growing companies in America that's impacted over 1 million people. She's the founder and leader of the Feminine Power Courses and Global Community, serving hundreds of thousands of women in more than 100 countries from Asia, Europe, South America, and of course the USA. More than 23,000 women have graduated from her acclaimed online courses, leadership trainings, and coaching and facilitation certifications. Welcome, Claire. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, thank you so much, Gabby. And I just look up to you and admire you so much. And you're doing amazing work, and you're such an amazing leader in the world. And I just am so grateful for the space you have created for all of us to be in such an important conversation.
Yes, thank you. I really appreciate that. And I have a creative crush on you as well, because I am so impressed with what you built with the Feminine Power Courses and Evolving Wisdom. I feel like you've forged such a unique path of entrepreneurship and of creativity that I think is rarely seen. So I'm so enamored with everything that you've created. And I reached out to you specifically because I feel as though you bring that feminine power and that feminine wisdom to what you do. And so I was hoping maybe you could share with us how we use these feminine systems of power in our business, if we are creating a holistic business or we're becoming some kind of wellness provider, how do we do that successfully?
Sure. Well, I just love to share a little bit about my story just to create a little bit of context for how I got here, because a little over 10 years ago was where I started. And I started to feel a real kind of restlessness and depression and dissatisfaction and frustration, because I was a kind of a smart, educated woman. I had all of these coaching certifications and graduate degrees, and I just started a PhD program, and I was a spiritual practitioner, and I'd been like doing all this work for such a long time, but I had no way of making a living in any way that was at all true to my values. I was in a kind of a really bad relationship personally, like my life wasn't flourishing and thriving. And, you know, I knew that I had gifts and I had talents and I had a contribution to make, but I really had no idea how to go about getting that out of me. You know, it just kind of was like, there's something I'm here to do, but I don't really know what it is or, you know, how to go about it. And I would look in the paper for jobs, and, you know, I was looking for a context to be myself. And it was really frustrating because I'd done all those things that I was supposed to do, and I knew that I had things to offer. So, you know, one night by candlelight, I prayed because I realized I hadn't been able to figure this out from my mind. You know, I really got to a place of surrender. I was like, okay, what? Like, I can't figure this out. What am I, you know, how do I do it? And I had a really mystical experience, and I recognized a kind of a deep inner voice and wisdom that said, Claire, you have to start making choices and taking actions as though you believe all of life is organizing around your success. And so the next morning I woke up, and I was like, you know, okay, well, I have nothing left to lose at this point. So, you know, I may as well. And I just really started to create from a very different place in myself, from a place of real deep listening, deep receptivity. And immediately I had a kind of a deep inner knowing, you know, go and get an office space, restart your coaching practice. And I just began to put one foot in front of the other. And pretty soon all of these amazing things started to happen. And I began to have a whole lot of insights about how to create with a very different system of power. And one thing led to another, and I began teaching. And through that, I met my husband, and our work just expanded, and it really began to reach a global audience. We founded our global platform of Evolving Wisdom, and you know, have reached so many people. And you know, I kind of am in awe of what has happened, you know, as a result of that transformation from that moment. And I really only share that to just share how incredibly different my experience is today from, you know, where I first started in that moment, which was this kind of, you know, what I've come to call this power paradox that women are feeling. On the one hand, we feel, you know, powerful, intelligent, capable, and on the other hand, we feel like we can't necessarily get traction or create an outer life that reflects and expresses these inner possibilities that we sense. So what happened for me is I discovered how to create with a very different system of power, which is dominant power, which is what I now teach. And just to kind of give the short version of of what that is, it's just the observation that really the system of power that we've really grown up inside of our culture is a system of power that is really has been sourced from logical linear analysis and, you know, kind of strategy and a step-by-step plan. It's a masculine power system, which is really good and useful for creating a certain set of things. Like if you want to build a house and, you know, you create a plan, you order the materials, you have a team and you assemble, you know, then you follow the plan and you execute the plan, you have a house. So like this system of power is just very good for creating those things, particularly in the external world that you can predict and control. Problem is, something absolutely big and unprecedented is happening for women, you know, as the result of all of the momentum and the gains of the past 50 years. You know, even though there's a long way to go by global standards to level the playing field, there's enough traction that, you know, women are feeling this incredible, and millions of us are feeling this impulse we're moving up Maslow's hierarchy. We don't want to just achieve and accomplish and have success. We want to self-actualize. We want to, you know, realize our gifts. We want to create, a higher order of creativity. We don't just want to have power in the world as it is. We want to shape the world that could be. And, I found there's really 8 key areas that women, what we're really yearning for, what's waking up. It's just this authentic sense of confidence and presence that we're being, and we're showing up as the women we came here to be, where we have relationships where we feel really secure, where we're loved unconditionally for who we are, and they're growth-oriented relationships. We're really supported to fully become ourselves. Where we have a connection to our calling. We've discovered what we're really brilliant at, and we've developed that brilliance in ways that we can then give those gifts that make a difference. We want to have, you know, careers that really match our values, ways of making a living that really match, the core things that we care about. We want to be able to manifest and create those experiences for fun, for play, for connection to, you know, really enjoy this amazing, beautiful world. If we, you know, always wanted to go to Paris or to walk the Inca Trail, that we have the resources to actually create these amazing experiences. We want to realize our higher spiritual nature and really express that, to really have a deep connection to the infinite and an awareness of who we are and why we're here that's just beyond our small self. And finally, we want to really participate in social transformation. We want to leave a legacy with a life of like leaving the world better than we found it. So this is really what I think a feminine version of success looks like, or authentic success looks like. If you bring that all together, these are these yearnings that we have. And, you know, we can't create, you know, this higher order of things with the power system that got us thus far. We actually need to source from a power system that is, that's feminine, that's intuitive, that's creative. You know, feminine power is really the power to create what can't be controlled. You know, it's really the power to create the conditions in which these, this higher order of potentials can really emerge. And so when I saw that, when I understood that was what was happening in myself, like I really made it my mission in life to figure out, you know, how to actually teach, how to teach women how to awaken and create with this system of power in their life, in their leadership, in their businesses. You know, we have women, you know, in all of these different arenas. And, you know, this is really the, being the foundation for my work and my passion. So I'm really excited to be here and have an opportunity to share about it with you.
Oh, yeah. I love everything that you say. I like feel it in my body when you're talking. When you talked about your personal journey, one of the things that I heard you say was that you were sort of, you were using a model initially that that wasn't working. Maybe it was, you know, too much struggle or too much trying to force it with your mind. And then I heard like in the transformation process, it sounded like there was a real surrender, which then kind of allowed you to go into this receptivity. Is that what you're describing?
Was yeah. there sort of a... Yeah, I think so. I mean, there's, you know, there's a whole way to unlock a feminine power system. Mm-hmm. I mean, the first thing really has to do with, you know, connecting with yourself, with the energy intelligence of life, with others. You're actually creating in a new way. But I think the core of it is that we've been trying to figure it out with our minds, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, and I was in these conversations for years. What are you good at? What could you make a living doing? What could you, but I wasn't really connected to the true desires that I had, and I wasn't listening to a deeper intuitive knowing about what my own unique destiny is. You know, I think, you know, and I think that's the yearning. You know, the yearning is like a rose seed wants to become a rose, an acorn wants to become an oak tree. We're yearning to become ourselves, and we need to source that from a much deeper place than our mind, because the truth is most of us don't necessarily know what it would look like for our gifts to be expressed, right? So like I could never have even put myself teaching women about feminine power on a vision board to know that that was the future that I wanted to create, right? So but I began to listen. I began to trust. I began to open up to receive support. I began to create in a very different way. And I think when you do that, it's like, you know, these potentialities really become emergent. So,
yeah, and I love the metaphor of this process of finding your purpose and your career and your business as part of the self-actualization process, right? That it's
right.
They have this sort of symbiotic relationship.
Yeah, and I think that's the yearning. I think the impulse that the majority of women I see starting their businesses are is that we're wanting to create a context in which we can become ourselves and we can express ourselves, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, the majority of women I see who are starting business, we're following this impulse to self-actualize mm-hmm. as opposed to, wow, I see this great big market opportunity that I could go into and I could crush it. I mean, just, mm-hmm. not that there's anything wrong or bad with that, or that, you know, mm-hmm. but that's not fundamentally where we're coming from. You know, we're wanting, you know, we can't go and get a job that would enable us to bring our full gifts and talents. Most of us, right? We have to, it's very different. It's very, you know, I was actually talking about this recently with Barbara Mox Hubbard, and just, she's complete non sequitur. She just said this thing. She said, it's actually almost impossible to self-actualize without becoming an entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm.
And,
that's,
you know,
beautiful.
I've been observing that, right? I've been really observing that, because it's like we need we're creating a context in which we can make a living becoming ourselves and giving our gifts.
That's really powerful. I think that really resonates with me as well. And so some of the implications then for the beginners, for the people who are starting off on this path of entrepreneurship / self-actualizations, what are some of the things that they need to be aware of to be a successful change agent?
Yeah, so I've been thinking about this, and it's like, you know, so I think, you know, beginning to you know, there's I could speak for
powers.
Weeks about creating with a feminine power system. I think the first thing to know, the first thing I want everyone to know is that the gifts, the talents, the potential that you can feel but not necessarily see, that's real. And that the struggles or challenges that you've been having to bring that out and create a life that reflects your possibilities, it's not a personal failure that this is hard. We're amongst the first generations of women to have this incredible opportunity with the freedom and the resources and the education to be able to step in and really generate this higher possibility. So I want to invite all of us to see ourselves as pioneers. Mm-hmm. Right? We're pioneering this new way of creating, this new way of showing up. So I think to be successful, I think, you know, there's four key things that I've seen to be able to create a business that is really successful on every measure, and that you can support yourself and you can make a difference. You can really give your gifts to others in ways that make a really thriving livelihood. And the first thing is that I think you do need to be, you need to really master or be on a path of continuing to master what it is that you have to give, right? So it's being on a, like, if you're a coach, if you're a if you're a healer, if you're a holistic practitioner, I know that's the group of women that we hear. You know, you are on a pathway to continuously develop your ability to really give your gift out to the world. You know, there's a lot of information about running online businesses and marketing. Mm-hmm. And I think that, you know, if I look at what enabled me to have an impact when I had those opportunities was that I had, you know, 10 years of really solid practice and development. So I think all of the work that you've done on yourself and the work that you have done to prepare yourself to really serve people and to see that as a never-ending journey of continuing to become, and I think the goal for every woman should be to really become world-class at what you have to offer. And that you that you're really standing for that, you know, that level of growth, practice, development really is the foundation. So so if you're already there, you can just move on to the next thing that I'm going to say. Mm-hmm. You know, if you feel like you're not quite there yet, you know, investing in having structures in your life where you can continue to get really masterful at what you do, I think is really important and really, really good to do. And I've seen the women that I've seen be really successful at all of these other things, you know, have had that kind of depth and breadth of experience. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of, you know, a paradox whereby you also learn by doing. So you have enough to get started. I mean, when I started my coaching practice over 10 years ago, I was just aware of like, well, gosh, I still have so much that I want to, I want to, you know, develop. So it's holding this tension. It's holding this tension, I think, in a really powerful way of recognizing I have something really valuable to offer right now, mm-hmm. and I'm still learning, growing, and developing, and my commitment is to really master my craft, what it is that I have to offer. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
It's like the...
Because I have a lot of newbies that they take a weekend workshop in aromatherapy and then they put up a website and they're like, where's my business? And it's great. You have to start somewhere. But, you know, building something that has longevity, has sustainability, yes, has impact, has power is really about, okay, let's, you know, we got to do this for the next, you know, 10, 20, 30 years, become a master in this.
That's exactly it. I mean, when I launched online and we had our huge kind of explosion online, I had been coaching and mentoring 6 nights a week, you know, with a full-time practice for years, mm-hmm, in the trenches with these women that I was supporting, so that when I went broader, I had that opportunity to expand, I'd really developed myself, you know. So it's really, you know, I think part of it is this orientation of really taking seriously the contribution and the impact that you can have by, like, really seeing everything you're doing as being in training for for the future. And I still see myself in that way now. So, you know, my inner experience is not, oh, I'm this great leader and aren't I awesome. My inner experience is like, I'm always aware of where I can keep getting better and, like, where I can keep expanding and developing and where I can keep learning and growing. Mm-hmm. So it's this relationship to, you know, your ongoing development of your capacity to give, to impact, to contribute as something that's like a deep commitment. And yeah, it's just, you know, yes, I can start right away. And I, you know, how can I keep investing in myself, investing in my development, investing in my growth, going and taking that workshop, mm-hmm, every year that's going to expand your skill set, going and, you know, doing that extra training. You know, all of these things become like an inner well of riches to draw upon into everything else that you're doing.
Wow. Okay, and then how about some of the other steps after?
So that's the first thing you need. Yeah. The second thing you need, you really need business systems. You need to have, you need to know what your business model is. Right? So which is, you know, you need to know, how am I, you know, firstly, what is it that I have to offer? Like, what do I have to offer? If it's, you know, private coaching, if it's packages, you need to have, you know, you need to figure out what are the services that you're going to offer and provide. And then, you know, then you need to know, how am I going to connect with new people that might be interested in what I have to offer and really forge a connection to them, either in person or online. And then how do I have conversations, or how do I communicate with those people in ways that make the value of what I have to offer really visible, that invite and inspire those people who my services are really going to help to want to take action. Mm-hmm. You know, and then... then obviously you have to be able to deliver on what you promise, which is where the first thing I said is the foundation for it, right? But so then you need to have business systems. And, you know, so I think a lot of women, we just have this impulse, you know, we're just out of our minds with this impulse to actualize and to serve and to support and to give. And we don't know what our actual business structure, what our offers are, mm-hmm, how we're going to connect with new people, and how we're going to invite those people to actually come and become our clients. And so getting really clear about what that is and developing your ability to skillfully work on all of those areas, mm-hmm, is really, really important to be able to really turn this into a business and really turn this into a successful business where you will ultimately have the opportunity to really impact people with what you have to contribute.
Right, and that's part of your ongoing self-study of, you know, if you're running a business, then part of your development is the ongoing study of sales and marketing and business strategy and problem solving and the things that come with that territory.
Yeah, and that leads us to the third area, which is to have a mindset. I mean, I really call this leadership, ultimately. You know, these are kind of leadership skills. It's having the frameworks to orient towards creating success. So, you know, so here's the big tension. The tension is that, you know, women, you know, in this conversation, we started our businesses primarily not to make money. but primarily to want to contribute, to want to serve. You know, we've rejected a lot of those, you know, kind of corporate values or, you know, kind of structures in the world that are just about making money. And so it lives as a tension mm-hmm. inside of us. You know, there are all of these different tensions that I see for women about, you know, wanting to make a, you know, have a success and of your business and to make money and to make a living. And that's, you know, a really wonderful and important thing to want and have. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and then, you know, and how that intersects with the impulse to want to serve, right? Mm-hmm. And, but, you know, but I also just want to help people and I want to really serve people and, you know, but I'm benefiting from that, but I'm serving people, but I'm enrolling people, you know, I'm marketing and I'm enrolling and I, that doesn't really feel good for me. You know,
absolutely.
There's all of these inner tensions around also, you know, for women around money and around success. I mean, there's all of these studies about how if we're successful, if we have money, it means that we are going to be judged, mm-hmm. that people are going to think that we're selfish, that we're out for ourselves. You know, we have, you know, when we're trying to grow and expand, we employ other people, and there are all of these tensions around, you know, getting our own needs met versus we're like caretaking people. Mm-hmm. So there's all of this stuff for us as women, in terms of like, well, what are, you know, what are the mindsets and the orientations that create success? Because we just can't go back to the old way.
It
doesn't work. We can't just go back to, you know, well, you know, sell, bottom line. Like that, you know, that's why we left our corporate jobs, or we never pursued those in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You know, and yet also then what that leaves us left with is all too often we're, you know, overgiving and undercharging, and we have all of this talent. You know, like me, we're professional yeah. bodhisattvas,
yeah.
right? With all of this capacity and all of this money invested in our education, and we're eking out a living, like barely able to survive mm-hmm. and support ourselves, right? So that's what's happened on the other hand. So, you know, so what do, you know, how do we, so we can't skip over this. I think that's the thing that I want to say.
Right.
We
right.
can't actually
right.
skip over this. And try to, well, I'm going to go and, you know, build my business on top of this without really having a breakthrough in this area. So I think it's really, you know, connecting to a much deeper truth. I mean, this is the kind of work that I do with women in all of my trainings and programs, is really about, you know, these mindset shifts, the shift in the power system and how you're orienting and how you're operating. But I think, you know, in the time that we have today, a couple of things to get started with this, I think, is to really connect with the desire that you have to want to serve and contribute, and really what that would look like and what that would feel like, and really connect with the desire you have for your own success and to be able to make a living, and to recognize that these two things are not at all mutually exclusive.
Mm-hmm. And to let go that shame of like that that we carry, you know, and to go to like a deeper place with all of this. I, you know,
yeah.
So often I just hear so like, I love how you describe it as a tension, this tension, and with that tension comes this shame and embarrassment and confusion, because everyone thinks they're the only one who's feeling that way.
Right. Right, exactly. And so, you know, this is not, you know, this is not your fault
right.
that you have all of these feelings. It's actually like, you know, when we step out and we see the larger context of it, this is part of our story, you know, our larger story
yes.
as women kind of moving in. And so we're pioneers. Right? So we can see ourselves as leaders. That's an immediate shift, you know, that we can do in being able to recognize and resolve the tension. The deeper truth is that your clients are going to benefit much more by making an investment in your services. That's the thing I've seen, you know, over and over again. And, you know, that marketing and sales and enrollment, all you're doing is you're making the value and the opportunity really visible mm-hmm. and helping people decide if this is for them or not. That's it.
Absolutely.
And so you can really stand in a place of service. And I think going through these shifts, gives you an inner congruence to be able to really speak in a way that is very open, clear, transparent, congruent. And I think, the other thing is to really embrace that you're in a business primarily to make a living. You're in a business on a foundational level to be able to support yourself and to make a living. And secondarily, to be able to, really serve and contribute. So I say that because it's counter to what our instinct is. Mm-hmm. Our instinct is to want to serve and to want to give. And that's kind of the first place that our attention is. But I think when you're running a business, you want to start and fasten your own oxygen mask first, so to speak, and recognize the first goal in your business. It shouldn't be about, impacting a million people. It shouldn't be about changing the world. The first and primary goal in your business should be becoming a working artist, meaning what is the level that your business needs to get to where you can really comfortably have your survival needs met? Mm-hmm. And your first focus in your business should be looking at how you can leverage your skills, your experience, and create a business model and process that's going to be the easiest way that you can get to that first level.
Mm-hmm. And I've heard a couple of people recently, Elizabeth Gilbert and Marie Forleo and some other people saying how until their art, as you describe it, could provide that living, they did other work to care for their art. So they did what they needed to do so that they had the roof over their head, they had the food, and their art was protected. They were still doing their art. But until that art was sustainable and was something they could do as a living, they were responsible and took care of it in whatever way they could.
Yeah. So this is the difference between your calling and your career, mm-hmm. right? So your career is what you're doing to make money. Career is what you're doing to support yourself. Your calling is you giving your gifts and developing your gifts in ways that really impact other people. Now, sometimes these partially oversect, sometimes they completely oversect, and sometimes they don't oversect at all. And I think it is really important as you're getting started to separate that out and to recognize, well, gosh, you might not yet be at that level of mastery for what your calling is that you're going to turn this into a career. So maybe it's better for you to do something else
right. To
make money
exactly.
while you do the first thing, while you actually develop more, study
exactly.
more. It might be that, what's going to get you to the level of expertise where you have something to really contribute is that you are running free practice groups and you're not trying to turn that into a business right away.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's going to give you your experience to be able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
There's absolutely no shame in having a job to support yourself while you're actually
exactly.
looking at how you can transition into this other thing.
Exactly. Doing the side hustle, as they call it.
Yeah, there's, and I think it should always be, I just want to come back to this thing, what's the easiest thing you could do to really get your foundational needs covered? And I think once you get to that level in your business where you have your foundational needs covered, you can then be thinking about, well, what are the things that I can do that are even more aligned with my calling and what I'm here to contribute and what I'm up to on the deepest level?
On the planet. So let's talk about the fourth piece of the puzzle.
So the fourth piece is that, so to do steps 1, 2, and 3 successfully, right? So to really master your craft to, really develop, business systems and really develop your ability with those to really step into success mindsets, you really need a community. You really need to do this, especially with other women who are as committed as you are mm-hmm. to actualizing their potentials and making a difference with their gifts and creating a successful life. And, in feminine power, we call it becoming power partners. you know, there's a level where we come together, we can come together with other women where it's beyond just being girlfriends and cheerleading each other, where we're actually partners in who we're becoming. And especially, actually, I feel kind of like I want to talk about this a little more, is, you know, most people in our lives, they relate to us in terms of who they've known us to be in the present and the past, mm-hmm. right? So most mm-hmm. people in our lives, they kind of see you as who you are now versus, you know, and who you've been in the past. You ever have that experience? You see people who knew you when you were in high school and they relate to you like you're still that person, and it kind of calls out and draws out that person in you. Mm-hmm. So, you know, likewise, it's that same principle, but really applied to who we're becoming. So we need to really forge relationships with other people who can actually start to see us and mirror back to us and relate to us inside of who we are becoming, mm-hmm. right? So, mm-hmm. like, that's the foundation for a power partnership. So, you know, here I am. I'm a world leader, and I want to mm-hmm. really impact and change the world. So you have someone in your life who is relating to you in ways that are consistent with that vision, and you can really share with each other, you know, what you know, the actions that you're taking that are in alignment with that vision. But most of all, learning and development at the deepest level really comes through conversation, right? So how I developed my skills as a teacher, as a facilitator, how I developed, you know, kind of, you know, how to figure out what my business systems were, how I kind of broke through and overcame a lot of these inner tensions. All of it was like, you know, in conversation with mm-hmm. power partners, like, hey, I'm having this, you know, I'm having this thing come up where I feel really bad about this. Do you ever experience that? How mm-hmm. do you overcome it? You're in conversation, or, you know, you're at an event, you know, and you're leading a group and you're debriefing it. Well, I kind of felt like I missed the mark on that thing that I did, and it would, you know, what do you do when you lead groups? How do you handle that? Mm-hmm. Or, you know, hey, I have this great idea for a new program I want to, you know, offer. What do you think about that? And, you know, I think the difference, it makes the difference in being able to integrate and apply and succeed with this is that we have, you know, we have these kinds of relationships. Mm-hmm. You know, none of us can become ourselves by ourselves. And, you know, in the realm of being able to actualize this, these larger possibilities, because this is what it is. We're not in a conversation about how do we start a business to sell widgets and make some money. And, you know, like, that's not where we are. We want to, you know, how do we actualize our and create these really thriving, beautiful, exquisite lives, you know, and have a structure in our life to do it. Mm-hmm. So that's only something that can be created. We have to grow it in our lives. We have to grow it in ourselves. Mm-hmm. It happens through us. And, you know, to midwife this higher order of growth and development is something that, you know, we really need to do with other people.
Mm-hmm. And I love this piece because to me it parallels a lot of the literature or theory about, you know, self-actualization in terms of you have the work that you do on your own. Like you have to sit and do your meditation. You have to, you know, learn all those skills to manage your mind and your emotions and take care of your body. But then you need the relationship so that something is being mirrored back to you, so that you can see yourself reflected in someone else, so that you have that relationship.
Exactly. Like, exactly.
You can't do just the relation or just the self-care. Like, you have to do both of those things.
Exactly. Exactly. And you need someone who will stay up with you at 1 o'clock in the morning to edit your book proposal when you have a meeting with the, you know, an editor the next morning, you know, and no, but seriously, this is the difference that makes the difference. And they show up and they like give you like this critical feedback and reflection that like helps you nail it. Mm-hmm. I mean, the mm-hmm. highest creativity, I mean, everyone I know who's like operating and working and impacting at a high level is really doing it in this collaborative matrix. Mm-hmm. So, and we, you know, we kind of, you know, this is part of moving into a new power system, right? You know, in the masculine power system, it just celebrates the power of individual, and we're thought to feel weak and insufficient if we can't do it by ourselves. But I really want to tell everyone, like, you really can't become yourself by yourself. Like, I was unable to create all of this and develop all of these ways without this kind of support and collaboration. And so, you know, there are things that we have to let go of to open ourselves to that. Like, you know, I really used to think I was kind of, you know, a loser if I needed help. And,
right.
And, you know, but here's my power statement. The more support I receive, the more powerful I become.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're definitely the most powerful women that I know. So whatever you're doing is working. And unfortunately, we're running out of time for our conversation. I want you to share how the listeners can connect with you, follow you, be part of what you're doing. Is there some way that they can get in touch?
Thanks, Gabby. Awesome. Well, the first thing is, if you visit femininepower.com, there's a 75-minute audio where I go into much greater depth in how to awaken. It's a free audio. I kind of guide you through the process of what it is to awaken the three power centers of feminine power, and really the kind of nuts and bolts, so to speak, of creating with a feminine system of power. And when you register for that free audio, you'll also join our mailing list and hear about our seven-week digital course. I kind of teach a process of awakening feminine power in a seven-week course. Mm-hmm. And next year, for the first time in many years, I actually will be offering some advanced feminine power certification training. So I'm offering a transformational coaching training and facilitation training and women's leadership training, nice, where we're going to be really diving much deeper into many of the things that we worked with today. And we really do create all of our programs inside of this context of learning community and this culture of women really standing with each other as power partners. Mm. So I want to just invite you to come join our tribe and register for the free audio at femininepower.com.
Yeah, and I want to encourage everyone definitely to do that. I've listened to that audio and other audios, and everything is such a high quality. You know, sometimes you get a free gift, free audio, free something, and you're listening and you're like, this is not even useful to me. But everything that you create, I find a lot of value. I feel like it's a really high quality.
Thanks, Gabby. And well, and remember, number one, that's what you need to be developing that, mm-hmm, and giving that out, I think, to really, you know, be able to contribute with these opportunities. But, you know, I just in kind of final words here, I just want to say that, you know, you really, right here, right now, you have the power to realize nothing less than the greatest possibility of your life. The extent to which our world is not working is the extent to which you are not actualizing your gifts. Each one of us has a contribution to make that is world-changing. And Gabby, you are an amazing mentor, guide, host. The work that you're doing and you're providing in that container, you really are living everything that I talked about today and who you are, and the opportunities that you're creating for women to really actualize their potentials, impact with their gifts, and make a really thriving living. So I feel really honored to be connected to you and incredibly grateful to have had the opportunity to be here today to share.
Thank you. I'm really flattered by your kind words. It really means a lot. And I really, really appreciate your time and your contribution. So thank you for being here. You've been listening to the Women in Wellness Career Summit, a program to help you create gorgeous growth for your blissful business in health and wellness. A special thanks to our sponsor, the International Association of Wellness Professionals, which provides world-class education from the industry's most renowned experts in holistic health, natural medicine, wellness coaching, and entrepreneurship. If you liked this interview and you want to learn more about how to build a purposeful and profitable holistic business, you can sign up for Women in Wellness Career Training, a one-of-a-kind course and community designed to empower and inform you about how to use your health and wellness education as a springboard to success. Thanks for listening. I hope you indulge in each and every one of the speaker interviews because they have so much information and insight for anyone who is working really hard to make a positive impact in the world. If you've been hustling to grow and learning as you go, but you're overwhelmed by all the pieces of the puzzle and how to make it happen, we are here to support you. I would just love to move you to a place of wild success in your work and life. You can find me online at GabriellePolici.com, Gabrielle TV on Twitter, and Dr. Gabby Polici on Instagram. Bye for now.